case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
A lovely woman over in Alfreton, her name's Natasha. Natasha Driscoll, she has done something lovely for the children during lockdown when you're out doing your exercise. She has put around the Alfreton Rec Reserve 15 photos or posters of Where's Wally. You've got to find all 15 and post up on the Facebook group.
It's a real life version of Where's Wally.
Yeah.
Is she going and moving them each day as well?
Well, I don't know whether she's I don't think so. That would be good. Be like, hey, today's they've changed locations. Wouldn't that be fun?
Because, yeah, if they're asking people to put them all on the Facebook group, eventually they're all going to be
found
and you'll have to move them.
Yeah, which is it's a great little local initiative, and that's the type of little things, even when you're out with your kids for like an hour of exercise. How much exercise do we have?
2 hours?
Is it 2 hours?
Or is it 1 hour?
I can't remember.
I'm confused. There's so many rules that change every 5 seconds.
So many different rules. But whenever you're out for your exercise, if you are over in the Alfreton Rec Reserve area.
If that's in your 5Ks.
If that's in your 5Ks, go and check it out. The Facebook group, Where's Wally Alfreton, is where you can go and just see. This must have been, I'm not sure if Natasha has children, but if she's got children, she must have, I don't know, just been at home thinking, how can I get these kids out and, you know, doing something a little bit different.
I feel that we could expand on this idea, though, because at the moment you have to be able to go there to actually see them. What if we encourage people at home to print out a Where's Wally sign and stick it somewhere around their front of their house? It could be inside on a window, it could be like popping their head out from a corner, could be behind a tree in their letterbox or something. So everywhere around Ballarat,
we could
no matter
where's
where.
Where's Wally Ballarat?
Like Ballarat wide, wherever you are walking, you can try and spot the Where's Wallys.
That would be good.
I like this idea. Leave it with me. I've got plenty of time on my hands at the moment.
I'm going to put it together.
Well,
out 1,000 Where's
Wallys.
Well,
no, I printed out. I could put it up on our website, a little template for people to print out, and then we can register. Leave it with me. But I like this idea that this is where it has come from. Because I remember last year, was it here that had teddy bears out everywhere?
I'm not sure.
There's a couple of different ideas, because everywhere's in lockdown at the moment.
There was,
There's
I think,
different
early
ideas.
On, early on in lockdown, there were kind of little tiny freeze frames, like little communities set up, like under a tree. There was like little bears and
like little teddy bear picnics going on.
Yeah, that was around Ballarat, which was very cute.
Which is a bit hard at the moment because of the rain and stuff like that.
Yeah, they just get washed away.
I'm feeling like there's some ideas that we can make this a little bit more
Surely.
Fun.
I reckon so. If you want to be part of Natasha's group, it's the Facebook group. It's called Where's Wally Alfreton? Go and check it out.